Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Celebrity treatment. That's what Boston Mayor Thomas Menino calls the latest Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring alleged Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. As many local residents also express their outrage, particularly on social media, many New England retailers say they will not sell the latest issue of the magazine. But not surprisingly, some say the publicity from the boycott may help rather than hurt Rolling Stone. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has the story.
After the outcry against the controversial cover caught fire on social media, retailer boycotts of Rolling Stone started rolling in. Roach Brothers, Tedeschi, CVS, Stop & Shop, Cumberland Farms, they all said they would not put the latest issue on their newsstand shelves. Same thing for Shaw's and Star Market stores. The spokesman for the West Bridgewater Company, Steve Sylvan, says employees know just how profoundly the tragedy has affected their customers.
So out of respect for the survivors and those who lost their lives, as well as their family and friends, we made the decision to not sell the August issue of Rolling Stone.
This stand by New England retailers may be mostly symbolic.
The business risk, there's very little because they don't generally pay for magazines that they don't sell.
Michelle Manafi is an analyst at MIN, a magazine industry research firm. She says retailers that are boycotting this lone issue of Rolling Stone will only lose the small margin they get on sold copies. And she doesn't think the boycott will hurt Rolling Stone much either. Retail sales are not a primary revenue stream.
What newsstand sales do for magazines is keep them top of mind. But let's face it, when we're looking at this Rolling Stone situation, they are top of mind.
It's more about publicity. Rolling Stone's managing editor Will Dana told NPR's All Things Considered that retail sales were not a driving force in the cover choice.
It's something you have to be mindful of, but at the same time put out of your mind on a case-by-case basis. And you got to just, you know, we really go with our gut on these things usually.
Rolling Stone's cover of alleged marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev hit some Bostonians in the gut. To hit Rolling Stone where it really counts, it's not sales at the newsstand. Magazines depend far more on subscription and advertising revenue. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.